So, first of all, could you just introduce yourself and tell me a bit about how long you've lived in the area?
Well, my name now is Sandra Braker, but my maiden name is Smith, and I was born at number 2 Bilby Road, which is a corner of Fordyce Lane. And my father and his twin brother used to work at Leng's, a brush factory opposite. So I'm born and bred in Sturchley.
And do you live in the area now?
I live on Bourneville Trust now, which isn't too far away.
So have you always lived in the area, or have you come
Yes.
and gone? So you said you've I guess the question that I was asking you is, have you always lived in Sturchley, or have you come and gone?
Well, put it this way, I haven't always actually lived in Sturchley as such, but I've lived local to Sturchley.
Sorry, I'll just ask you again. So, can you tell me, have you always lived in Sturchley, or have you come or
Well,
gone?
Sturchley, Selly Park, Bourneville. That's about it.
And have you moved away, or?
No.
Okay. And you said that, so you grew up in Sturchley. Can you
Yeah.
tell me a bit about your first memories of using Sturchley baths?
Well, I came here because I lived in a house where there was a lot of family people and they all used to smoke, but I suffered with bad chests. So Dr. Brown Senior told me mother that I needed to start swimming to exercise the lungs, and she took me to Sturchley Baths, also Cadbury's Girls Baths, where I had one-to-one tuition. But I had a free pass at the age of 4 before I started school.
And how did you get the free pass?
Well, you had to swim a length without stopping, and that was a free pass. But after that, I took to swimming, which I still do today, and I swam for Sturchley Swimming Club, and Mr. Leake, the headmaster of Selly Boys' School, was a coach. And I swam in swimming galas at Tiverton Road Baths and Woodcock Street Baths, as my parents wouldn't at that time wouldn't let me go any further than the sitter.
Just gonna. Okay, so you talked about going to the pool as a child. Could you swim before you started going there because of health reasons?
No, swimming never even entered me parents' head. Because used to sort of do things around the family, because some of my mother's family were in homes to do with TB, so there was other family children there. But once the doctor said that this was what I had to do, things changed, and I went forward to swimming. And as I say, I'm still at it today.
And I don't know whether you've got memories of this, but can you remember what it was like the first times when you were going?
I used to love it. I couldn't get me out. Because I don't know why, but I've never been frightened of water. I mean, I won't fly today, but I'll go on a boat.
And
things like that.
do you remember what it looked like at the time, or how it
Yeah.
smelled, or what the sounds
Yeah.
were?
And there was a lady by the name of Edna that used to be on the desk at the front. She lived in the next road to me dad.
So when you came in the front door, what did you have to do before you could go swimming?
Where you had to, she had to be checked, or you had to pay, with the contribution, whichever it was at the time, or show ID that you got proof to go in free. And then the girls' changing rooms was upstairs on the balcony, so you had to go up onto the balcony to get changed to come all the way back down again. So you could stand there and watch people making a fool of themselves.
And what sort of swimming costumes and things were you wearing at the time? What did they look like? What
Well,
did you
it
have
was
for?
just a plain black one. I think as I'd started swimming, the old knitted costumes had just gone out of fashion.
And did you
And
have?
I just had a black plain costume in them days, you had to wear a hat and goggles.
And can you describe the hat? What was that like?
Well, it fitted the whole head, and you had a strap under the chin, so it comes sort of about an inch over the forehead, down towards the eyebrows and round. And as I say, you had a strap under the chin.
And thinking about, you know, obviously children have strong imaginations. Can you remember any times where anything slightly different happened, or somebody particular came, or any kind of particular memories of times?
Well, I always enjoyed myself. I never had a bad time at swimming. And I've got no fear of anything. So I used to go training every day, and we used to have the club once a week of an evening. And as I say, I had a headmaster, Mr. Lake, as a coach.
So did you go with your school as well as in privately?
Yeah. Well, put it this way, that was my choice. It was my hobby. Although I used to sometimes play a game of football with the lads. But whereas girls done other things, mine was swimming. And that's it. And it's still the same today.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm just going to pause and then I've got a few. Okay, it's recording again now. Can you tell me which school you went to?
Well, first of all, I started off as a playgroup, or nursery as you call it today, and it was a small chapel facing Elmtree Road, and all the front was grassed off and fenced round, and that was our play area. Then I went to Sturchley School for 2 years, and then my parents moved to Selly Park, so I finished up at Moor Green. And then after that, I went to Selly Park Girls.
And can you tell me, we mentioned earlier that you went swimming with school. Can you tell me a bit about how that worked, when it happened, how you got there, all those sort of things?
Well, the thing is, when you went to like more of a secondary school, not so much like juniors, because I think in them days, they took you so that you'd try and get used to the water, because a lot of children seem to have a fear. But in the secondary school, when you went, and they'd done more in the way of sports line, they used to ask you when you first went there what you could do in the way of sports. And I told them problems and that I did have to do with medical things, with bad chests and things like that. So I never actually swam with the school, but when we used to go with the school, which always used to be in the morning, they didn't bother to teach me. They used to let me swim on my own.
Because you were so good.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And you mentioned earlier to me in the other room that you'd done some competitions. How did they come about?
It was all arranged through the swimming club. I don't know if Mr. Lake arranged them. But the one time I went to Woodcock Street, I was the youngest by about 10 years, and I got the biggest cheer of the night. I was only about 10 or 11, and I come third at Woodcock Street.
And did they give you any prizes or anything?
I don't think so. I did have some medals at Tiverton Road, but that was just to do with the club itself, like an annual gala. But I did go on to complete the Royal Life Saving Society bronze cross and silver, and then I gave it all up to get married.
And I think kind of going back to Sturchley Baths, over your, obviously you've lived in the area for a long time, over your time swimming there, have you seen the baths change at all? Is it always
well
the same?
I think a lot of it is like things today, that they could have been kept open if they'd been maintained better over the years. But sometimes you do a cheap repair thinking it will last, and it doesn't. In the end, you need a major job, and of course it's gone like that today.
And how do you feel about the fact that that one's closed?
Well, I feel a bit rather upset, because it's a big part of my life there. It's like other baths, as I say, King's Heath. I used to go there with some friends occasionally, and that's gone as well.
And what I've only lived in Birmingham a few years, so I've never used that swimming pool. How long ago did it close?
Oh, must be 20, 25 years, something like that. Might be longer.
And can I ask you what sort of age you were roughly then?
Well, in my 40s.
And at that time, were you taking, I don't know if you have your own
family.
Oh
yeah, I do. Well, all my children can swim. But it's like driving. I'd never actually teach one of the family to swim. They're always better off being taught by a professional. And my kids can swim.
So knowing that the Sturchie bars closed, how did that kind of affect your family?
Well, we used to go to Cadbury's. My husband worked at Cadbury's and my mother did at the time. So it had like family days at the girls' baths there. But I use Northville today. So hopefully they'll keep that going.
Fingers crossed, yeah. So obviously I'm working with Birmingham Conservation Trust and we're hoping that the bars may be open to be reused again as a community centre. How do you feel about the bars being reopened?
Well, the thing is, people don't like changes. My memories of Sturchie baths will stick, but you have to accept the changes and life goes on.
So is it a place that you think should be reopened?
Well, in my eyes, it should have never shut. But, you know, that's how things go, you know. It's like I used to have a big house with the family, but I had to downsize. I've got a bungalow now, so it's changes. You have to accept them and life goes on.
So if funding does come to reopen it, what would you like to see there? How would you that building to be used?
I'd like it to be used. I'd like to have some photos of the old baths as it was inside so people can see what it's been changed from. But the big problem is parking. So if you come here now, I mean, when I was young, people didn't have cars, so it wasn't a problem. But it's parking, because everybody uses cars today.
And if there was accessibility for people to use the buildings, places to park or ways to walk there, is it a place you think you might use if it was a community
Well,
centre?
Yeah, as I say, the thing is, there's always different activities. And today it's more like for myself and my husband, but I have got grandchildren and a great-granddaughter. And they use the community centre for a playgroup, so if that could be transferred, things like that, you see, so the buildings aren't stood empty that they're made use of.
And is it that community centre that may be closing because of the supermarket?
Yeah.
So if that is closing, what would you like to see transferred there to that?
I mean, another thing, I do a bit of voluntary work at Christchurch down the Persia Road. Now, while that was being built, we used Sturchie Community Centre for a lunchbox club for the elderly. And it's things like that, because people only go out sometimes once a week and they use the ring and ride facility. And it's a place to meet and have a chat. And some have a meal, some have a cup of tea. But that's the kind of thing that's needed, so people aren't stuck in their house 24/7.
And was it last year or the year before there was an open day to let people see the Sturchie bars?
Yeah.
Did you get an opportunity to go?
I did, yeah.
And then what was that like? Can you describe what happened?
Oh, as I say, I looked in and I felt really sad to see that the state it was in. But I could still see myself getting in the shallow end and swimming a length. All the memories come back. Standing on the balcony and things like that, because that's where, as I say, that's where the ladies' changing rooms was.
And on that day, did you have to queue outside?
Yeah, you did. You had to have a hard hat on.
Did you have any conversations with people as you were?
Well, the thing is, there were so many there, they only let you in for a few minutes. Because some years ago, there was a fire at the main entrance, so you had to use like the back entrance to have a look in. Yeah.
And do you think that open day was a worthwhile kind of moment?
In my eyes, I said it brought back a lot of memories, because Sturchie's have been a very good place, but it's gone downhill the last few years.
What would you hope for Sturchie in the future?
Well, I always remember it as a thriving shopping centre. But nowadays, people want to go to one shop and get a whole week shopping, whatever they want to buy, in one go, instead of using the little local shops. Because in them days, you had things like Edward Stores and George Mason's and Rentsons and a record shop and dry cleaners, shoe shops, chemists, butchers. Everything was there.
And do you think it would be possible to kind of restore Sturtsey back to that thriving centre?
Well, I think one of the things I go look at today is the situation of the Percy Road. Either have something like a red route or a parking facility somewhere where people could walk to the local shops. Because there isn't that today. It's a say, Fordyce Lane, as I say, is horrendous. You know, they need more like traffic lights or something at the junction of Percy Road, Fordyce Lane, things like that.
I think because it's getting cold, we can probably
it's all right.
Move into the other room in a minute. Is there any particular memories or things that happened over your lifetime in relation to the Bath that you can remember that you'd kind of like to share?
Well, I always had a good time. I've got no sad memories at all. So I had an aunt and uncle that lived in Ashtray Road, and they looked out onto the foot sports ground, which was Nettlefold's playing fields, football ground. And where my dad worked at Leng's, there was the football ground at the other side of the river of Leng's, and everything was sports. As I say, and I've got good memories. The only sad memories I've got is like a lot of other people, how things have deteriorated. But as I say, people don't like changes.
You said there was a lot of sport in the area, and it was the reason for you to start swimming was health. How do you think has that helped you in the long term?
Oh yes, yeah. I mean, I've had pneumonia quite a few times when I was young, and they've told me all the problems I had have cleared, and I'd recommend it to anybody.
Fantastic,
so yeah.
Good news. Yeah,
yeah. As I say, all the family is sports. My son's a referee, well, the eldest one is, but we're all involved. We all enjoy it.
If Sturtsey Bars wasn't there throughout your lifetime, would you have had other recreational things to do? Or?
Well, my mother would have took me to Cadbury's, and I'd have done it there. As I say, used the Lido in the better weather with my mum's pass. But as I say, I live by Peppermill Plain Fields, and there used to be a big group of us going down there in the school holidays, playing cricket and football and rounders. And we all used to join in. There must have been about 30 of us. But it was good times, very happy.
And if, obviously we don't know whether we can get the funding, but we're hoping through your stories and things that maybe we could. You know, let's say it does open, would it be a place that you'd like to contribute your stories there or come to events or that sort of thing?
Well, as I say, hopefully yes, because it's like this today. I happened to find it on a leaflet, and I thought, oh, I must go to that. Like when you had the one to do with Hazelwell Street, was it, or Hazelwell Road. And as I say, my grandmother worked at Bates. There used to be a factory down there. And my granddad used to look after the bowling green in the back of the Friends Meeting House for a number of years when he retired. So I'm Sturtsey born and bred.
I'm nearly finished with questions. At the beginning, when I asked you to say your name, we had a few people coming in and out, so I'm just going to ask you that again. Would you be able to kind of introduce yourself and just tell me a bit about how long you've lived in Sturtsley?
Yeah, well, my name now is Sandra Breaker, but originally I was Sandra Smith, and I was born at number 2 Bilby Road, which is the corner of Fordyce Lane. And as I say, I went to a play group opposite Elm Tree Road, the chapel. But when my parents moved to Selly Park, So I go into Morgrain and then Selly Park Girl. But Sturgely's always in my heart, and I'd love to see it up and running as a thriving shopping centre or a place that people want to go.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I think that's a lovely way to end.
Yeah. I mean, my husband comes from Aston, Summer Lane, and they've got a big thriving thing. There's a man called Graham Twist that writes books. I think he lives in Roebra, and he used to be a neighbour of my husband. So we're Birmingham born and bred.
Brilliant. And may it continue.
That's it, yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you, Sandra. Oh. Let's go and get in the... So you mentioned a memory that you've just had. Can you tell me about that?
I remember standing in the garden at my granddad's house watching Princess Margaret come down Fordyce Line in a big Rolls Royce. And all the flags were out.
And how old were you when that happened?
Well, I was only little, because I left there to go to Selly Park when I was 7. So it was about, I'd say, early 1950s.
And what was her? What was she doing? Why was she coming?
I don't really know. I can't remember. But I can remember standing, trying to lean over the edge to see her passing a car.
And what was everybody else doing? What did the street look like with everybody?
Well, it was just all flags out. So what occasion it was, I don't know. I was too young to remember.
And did you say it was on Pershore Road?
No, Fordyce Lane.
And were there people standing on both sides?
Well, a few. As I say, I can remember trying to lean over the edge to have a look.
Brilliant.
My nursery.
Okay.
And Princess Diana came and opened the Andrew Cohen House, which is opposite the nursery where I worked.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yes, I worked there for 20 odd years.